Welcome to Freedom to Change Program with Yiling Chong, MD. This is Yiling, your co-host with Dr. Chong. Dr. Chong is a graduate of Caltech, and he received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Chong is here to explain how his therapy, called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Now, by cure, we mean that the NBE method can not only treat pain, fatigue, and depression, but also the flu, infections, skin disorders, respiratory disorders, gastrointestinal disorders, emotional problems, and even cancer without the use of drugs or surgery. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. In the past, we have been proving this claim with remarkable cases, and we continue to confirm this most incredible advance every week with new cases. This may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disorder, yet Dr. Chong is able to cure nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only treat symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Chong's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Listen to our show to hear how Dr. Chong can help you enjoy better health through nutrition and lifestyle adjustments. Check out our website, drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to past shows. Now you can search for Western Diagnoses. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. How are you doing, Dr. Chong?
Good.
All right, well, before we get started today, I wanted to talk about this article I read in the newspaper, the Orange County Register, Thursday, May 17th, about an officer who chose death over disability. He suffered from incontinence, sexual dysfunction, and had recently been informed that his condition was unlikely to improve. And he complained that his condition became worse after the operation. He had surgery to fuse his vertebrae. The condition became worse, his pain and numbness extended through his back and legs, and emotionally he became very, very depressed, and in the end he took his life. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yeah, that's very unfortunate because those cases are very, very easy to treat. Within one treatment, I would get his pain better. The problem is that most people, the media, and the medical journal, the medical profession do not want to publicize this. And in fact, back in 5-6 years ago, there was a youth from Irvine that planned his death, suffered from severe depression, nothing was helping. He planned his suicide, came back home on the summer, and no transfer, all the account back to the parents, and then when the school started, he went back and shot himself. And I wrote an article and sent it to the Orange County Register because of this news article. They would not publish it. My article is published on my website. Go read it. I even sent it to Dear Abby, but nobody wanted to check
it
out.
Why is this? So it's sad. There's so
cases like this is sensational. In the media, they like to publish things that create sensation to get more readership, more business. And this is really terrible because, it's very easy to treat. I'm not trying to grab all the patients I couldn't, but the whole thing is to create awareness. Something like this exists. You don't have to kill yourself. It's very easy to treat.
Yeah.
Very easy to treat.
So sad.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about that more later. We have our first guest on the line today. Let's get right to him.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, John.
Hello, John.
John? Hello, hey. John. Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Hi, John.
How are you? John,
okay.
Tell us where you're from and what do you do?
Well, I'm from the city of Orange, and I'm a potter by trade. I make pottery.
Mm-hmm.
I made pottery.
Okay, and why don't you talk about, what did you go through before you came to see Dr. Chong?
Well, 6 years ago, I was diagnosed with diabetes,
mm-hmm.
and I started having neuropathy in my feet,
mm-hmm.
and having all sorts of other problems, too, blood pressure, blood sugar, and I was walking and exercising too much, and I got fasciitis in the bottom of my foot,
mm-hmm.
in one of my ligaments, and that got worse and worse to the point where I was limping and I couldn't hardly walk.
Mm-hmm.
And the pain was just so bad that finally I had listened for about 4 months, and so I finally called.
Mm-hmm.
And listened to our show? Did you listen to our show or what?
Yeah, he said he listened to our show for 4 months?
Yeah, about 4 months, and then I decided to call.
Yes.
Wow, mm-hmm. 4 months. Yeah. So you were finally convinced, huh?
Well, yeah, because I'd gone to my doctor, and my doctor sent me to a podiatrist.
Okay.
And I got cortisone shots, and I also got orthopedic inserts for my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the pain kept increasing. It got worse and worse instead of better.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the next thing would be surgery. That would be the next thing on the list. So
right.
I decided to try a different approach.
Oh. So are you glad you did? Or tell us your experience here.
Well, yeah, I am. The first treatment was really astonishing in that I had a great surge in energy. I told Dr. Tong that I usually go home after working all day. I'm so tired I can hardly move. And so I watch TV, and I was so excited I couldn't watch TV. Much energy. I just couldn't concentrate on TV.
Wow.
I went and did something else around work, washed the dishes, cleaned the kitchen.
I bet your wife liked that.
Oh, she loved that. She's really happy.
Yeah.
Well, what I've noticed, you know, is that the pain has gone away about half.
Wow.
And whereas before, you know, the pain would be in my toe and the top of my foot and the bottom of my foot, every treatment seems to take away pain in certain areas. And so I had my whole foot was involved in this pain.
Mm-hmm.
And now my toes don't hurt. The neuropathy is better. And at nighttime, I used to wear socks a bit because of the uncomfort from the pain.
Mm-hmm.
And I have no night pain anymore. You know,
wow.
And usually when I get up in the morning, I would get out of bed and it was like walking on bones. You know, I couldn't hardly walk
mm-hmm.
for maybe 30 minutes. And now I get up. There's a little pain, but it's, you know, a lot less now.
See, neuropathy, plantar fasciitis, all these are just names. Your pain is caused by your imbalances. Like, tell us that you have a recurring of pain because you have started eating spicy food again. Is that true?
Well, yeah. After my first treatment, you told me to lay off of garlic and peppers and stuff like that. And
because you were too hot.
Right. And then I went to a restaurant and had peppers. And then one time my wife slipped peppers in my food.
Ooh.
And I started getting styes in my eye.
Ooh.
And I had a big pimple on my eye, and that was fixed right the next day. It was gone completely.
After treatment with Dr.
Right, yeah.
Wow.
Did your wife have an insurance policy on you? Is she trying to kill you or what?
No, I don't think so. I have that straightened out now, but you know, you go to restaurants, and if you eat in restaurants, you know, you're going to get slipped all kinds of things.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It is very hard because in our culture, in the Western culture, we do not realize that food also have an energy aspect that needs to be balanced.
Right.
Hot,
right,
yeah.
Cold. That is just about the most frequent thing that I talk to patients all day long, every single time.
Yeah.
You can balance the calcium, you can balance the enzyme, the vitamins, but when you are too hot, too cold, too dry, too moist, your body simply don't work and your pain will come back.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The most frequent cause of the recurring of pain in most of my patients.
Now, Dr. Tong, John has diabetes, so what are you doing to help him with that?
Well, we're treating the diabetes too. Are you still taking diabetic medication?
Yeah, I am, but we discussed, I'm going to go down to half of that in June, probably.
Mm-hmm. How is it treated now?
Differently now. I have I've changed my diet, you know,
mm-hmm.
and I seem to have more energy. And the drugs are really working good. I mean, before that, the drugs weren't working that good, and now they seem to be working a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
The drugs that I am taking, so I'm going to cut them in half, and then eventually get off them all together because my blood sugar seems to be stabilizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to understand that you should not be treating the blood sugar. You should be treating the cause of the high
right,
blood
okay,
sugar.
Right. Yeah.
The lack. The drug is not the cause of your high blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
So you're putting in more problem to your kidney and liver, which is what's causing your foot pain.
Mm-hmm.
So the faster you can decrease the drug, the better. The faster you can get on the diet, the better it is for your whole system.
Right. Yeah, that's true. I think so, yeah.
John, another question. How long have you been seeing Dr. Tong for now, then?
Well, I think this is my second month.
Mm-hmm.
2 months.
Yeah, eventually you will get rid of all your high blood pressure pills and your high blood sugar pills.
Well, that's another thing, too, I wanted to mention that I didn't mention before, was that when I, the first time I came to your office, my blood pressure was like 158 over 90-something,
mm-hmm.
which is high for, you know, a 54-year-old guy. But
yeah.
I had to check, I think, Monday.
Mm-hmm.
It was 130 over 84.
Fantastic.
Very good.
I mean, that's a little bit of improvement in itself.
Yes. On top of that, you were not really getting on the diet regimen as much as you should be.
No, I changed that this week, too.
Yeah, just this week, okay? So
I noticed some real changes in that. I don't crave, in the evening now, I don't crave those starchy foods.
Right, yes.
Right.
And before, that was a big problem.
Mm-hmm. It really is an effort both you and me, us together, not just the doctor. No, the patient mm-hmm. had to do what's necessary at home
right.
to sustain the
relief.
But
once you start feeling better, it's much easier to
exactly.
do what you have to do.
Oh, yeah.
Well, John,
I want to get back to walking again, too, and that's the fasciitis really, really holds you back from that.
Right.
Can
you walk right now? Pretty good.
I walk pretty good. I still have moments where I have no pain at all, just zero
good.
Pain.
That's great.
And then I have it come back, you know, after 8 hours of standing and working. So, but it doesn't come back like as intensely as it was before.
Good.
There's one thing all the time.
Get on your diet. Yes.
John, thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Have a good
weekend.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. That was John, who had diagnosed with diabetes, and he has a 50% improvement in his plantar fasciitis. Let's see. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Okay, let's get to our next guest. Hello, Bruce?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Bruce.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Where are you from?
I'm from Irvine.
Oh, shoot. Okay, I think I dropped him by accident. We gotta get Bruce back on. Okay. Again, you're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. Call us today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. If you call today before 2 for an appointment, you will receive a free gift. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com.
Yeah, Bruce is a patient. He's a very good case. You should listen carefully. He was a healthy police officer until he got the hepatitis vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And after the second dose, he started getting a lot of problems and hives and stuff like this. And it's very easy to prove with Chinese medicine the problem was caused by the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
And go ahead and
okay.
getting back on the line now.
Hello, Bruce? Hello, Bruce? Bruce? Is Bruce on the line? Line 6? Hello, Bruce? Bruce? Hello, Bruce?
After the second dose, the hepatitis vaccine, which they were required to get, he start developing hives after exercise and jogging, and even the eyes become very swollen and painful.
Okay.
And
he's on the
line. He's on the line right now? Okay.
Hello, Bruce? Hello, Bruce? Hello, Bruce? Maybe you can get him on the line for us. Woody?
Yeah.
Gone again?
Well, so he came to me.
Hello, Bruce? Is Bruce on? Bruce? Hello. Okay, go on. Let's talk about Bruce. Let's talk about Bruce.
Well, he finally came to me, and basically I got all his problem fixed within a couple of treatments.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have another patient came in to talk about the harm of vaccines. Using vaccine... This is terrible. Using vaccine to improve health had absolutely no scientific basis or common sense.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like dropping in the difference between vaccines and drugs is that drugs are like dead criminals, whereas vaccines are like alive criminals.
Mm-hmm.
So vaccines are much, much, much more harmful than drugs. And we are requiring massive immunization for our kids, for children. You guys, the audience, I urge you to really spread this information. Check my website. I have a whole bunch of articles on the harm of vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them are written by parents who did a lot of research. We have been misled by the pharmaceutical industry. They do not have to account for the harm that they do. Congress immunize them, make them immune from all the bad effects. Mm-hmm. Is Bruce on the line now?
Yeah,
no.
Bruce.
Yeah, hello.
Oh. Hi, Bruce.
Yep. Hi, Lynn, got you on the line. Sorry about that.
That's okay.
Okay, why don't you tell us where you're from and what do you do?
Okay, I'm from Irvine, and I'm in the business, and about three weeks ago, I developed a severe red swollen rash
mm-hmm.
on my face, especially the cheeks and eyelids.
Mm-hmm.
And after 2 days of not improving, I went to the ER to check and see if they can help me. And mm-hmm. two ER physicians looked at me,
mm-hmm.
and they said it was an allergy, and I needed blood tests and prescribed a topical ointment, and mm-hmm. to come back in a week.
Did they say that you had lupus, or somebody said that it was not patient?
They were talking to each other, and they said it might be a lupus rash.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They were clueless, basically.
They are clueless. They don't know.
Clueless.
So they have no idea.
They gave you ointment, you said?
Yes, a prescription to get a topical ointment.
Mm-hmm.
And I left terrified and angry and confused.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
It scared me.
You ought to be.
So yeah. The next day, I called Dr. Tong's office to...
How did you find out about us in the first place?
Beg pardon?
How did you find out about us?
Well, first, I saw an article in the Orange County Register.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I filed it away, and I did some research after I saw the ER doctors.
Mm-hmm.
And I logged onto the website, and I was just impressed with Dr. Tong's credentials because he graduated from Caltech, and he went to USC Medical School, and was anesthesiologist for long. I said he has got impeccable credentials, plus he has Western training and Eastern training.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What I did was I made an appointment and saw Dr. Tong within 2 days.
Wow.
And I started on his NBE treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time he came into the examination room, he immediately, without hesitation, diagnosed me and assured me he would cure me.
Now, what did he diagnose you with?
No guarantees. I know I know your case is not difficult because you're young, but I didn't make any guarantees, like you say.
He cured me, which he did, because
yes.
His NBE treatment yielded immediate relief and results.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Without the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel after the first treatment?
I felt very relaxed. My vision cleared.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And I was confident.
Yeah, your eyes were kind of puffy.
First time,
yeah.
Half closed, Dr. Kong.
Yes. You're more than an Oriental.
I couldn't see. Basically, it terrified me.
Yes.
I thought I had a debilitating illness, that
mm-hmm.
something was really, something dangerous was coming on.
You know, Dr. Tong mentioned you had a hepatitis vaccine. Is that what you...
Yes. 2 years ago, mm-hmm. I took the series of the hepatitis vaccinations.
Mm-hmm.
And shortly afterwards, I... developed a rash.
Oh, okay.
And once
that's after your second the booster dose, right?
The first one I developed a rash.
The second one
I developed hives.
Oh gosh!
And I saw a dermatologist. First, I went to the ER, and they said go see a dermatologist.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to the dermatologist, and he couldn't help me. He said it was an allergy,
mm-hmm.
and it was idiopathic for some unknown reason.
So how did you get that resolved?
Oh, just over time.
Mm-hmm.
I suffered.
Oh, you just waited for it to. And how long did it take for it?
It took about. Had the hives for about 9 months.
Wow, and that must have been very uncomfortable.
You were lucky that you decided not to get they give you another third dose?
Third one was 1 year afterwards. I decided no way.
Yes.
I had a bad feeling when I was going to be inoculated the first time.
Yes.
I didn't listen to myself.
Yes,
mm.
Yes.
Why did you have to get this vaccine?
It's part of the requirement.
Oh, I see.
He's a police officer.
I see.
He was a police officer.
You know, folks, listen to this story. If you are required to get a vaccination, you can get your doctor to write you a letter to exempt yourself from vaccinations. This is very, very important. I mean, if you listen to this story.
And California is a state that you can exempt yourself on philosophical grounds.
Mm-hmm.
And on my website, under Facts and Myths, and there's a document that you can download
mm-hmm.
and do that. My kids recently my son went to UCLA and they want to require vaccination. I say no way, and he didn't get it.
Yeah,
and
Elaine, I'm gonna have to get vaccinations too, but no way.
No, we'll never get it. Absolutely not. This is like putting a criminal in a society to try to stimulate the police force. Now you are a police officer. You think they're gonna work?
No.
Do you think they're going to improve the law enforcement effort by dumping a whole bunch of weakened criminals in this area? How is it going to help the police force?
You have to kill the problem.
Now, how is it going to help the police force when you're going to help the criminals?
Exactly.
Okay. How come this is a scientific, educated country? How come you cannot even see this common sense? It's so ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
And you're dumping on a whole bunch of innocent kids, requiring all the kids to put the parents to put toxin in the body. And next week we're going to call in a person who really have a lot of common sense. She refuses to have all her kids vaccinated. She stole the kids out of the hospital falsified the fact that they have jewelries on the line. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we'll get her on the line to talk more about vaccine mm-hmm. next week.
So Bruce, how many treatments have you had with Dr. Tom?
I've had only three. I've had only three.
Wow.
How do you feel now compared to the first time you're here?
First time. I couldn't believe it.
So how much improvement have you had?
I would say about almost 100% improvement.
Yeah.
So it's almost gone.
Why couldn't my eyes were half closed.
Yes.
I could.
You were actually quite healthy. You know, you're a police officer. You have to be healthy to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, all these stupid requirements mm-hmm. that make you sicker.
Well, I have retired military friends who were vaccinated with the anthrax vaccine.
Oh,
yes.
No.
And they seem to be, a lot of them seem to be suffering with skin and joint problems.
Yes.
Maybe that's from the vaccination.
Definitely.
See, a lot of people observe it, but they're afraid to verbalize it.
Mm-hmm.
They're afraid to say something against what the popular belief and popular doctrine, and mm-hmm. They think it might appear stupid, okay? But so much more stupid to believe that putting diseased material will improve your immunity.
That's right. Well, Bruce, seem like you're doing much better.
Well, I appreciate the time, and thank Dr. Tong again.
You're
thanks
welcome.
For your time. Okay.
Yes.
Have a good weekend.
No. Yes.
Bye-bye. You're listening to Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. Call today for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Okay, our last guest today is Jerry. Hello, Jerry?
Hello.
Hi, I'm so glad we got to talk to you.
Yes.
Okay.
Great.
We don't have too much time, so let's cut to the chase. Where are you from first, and what do you do?
I'm in Anaheim Hills, and I'm I'm in sales.
Okay. And why don't you tell us a little bit what happened before you came to see Dr. Tong? What were you suffering from?
Okay, well, I was suffering from chronic neck and back pain, and it's been going on, but not for about 10 years, and last year it was consistent for about 5 or 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to a physician, and physicians prescribed some medication to me, and also went to physical therapy, and mm-hmm. nothing seemed to work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then I read an article in the Orange County newspaper under the health section about Dr. Tong and his treatment.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time I was desperate for relief, and I said, this sounds too good to be true, but I'm willing to try it. So,
nothing to lose.
You did not like me either.
I was in that position where I was just miserable.
Mm-hmm.
And so I called for an appointment, went down to see Dr. Tong, had the treatment, listened to his tape on Qi.
Yes.
And so I started listening to it, and with herbs and herbal type of remedies and so forth, and I went through the treatment, and after the first treatment, my pain was alleviated tremendously compared to what the physician and the physical therapist had tried to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So I came back for a second treatment, and after the second treatment, the neck pain and back pain was totally gone.
Wow. How many treatments have you had in total?
Three.
Yeah, he had three, and then his problem was gone until just recently. What did you do to make the pain came back?
Yes. Doc, I didn't listen to Dr. Tong at first. Well, there's a with the balance of chi, the different types of food.
Yes.
I was, you know, Dr. Tong said that I was, had too many spicy foods and,
yes,
and I wasn't balanced. So I cut, after my second treatment, I cut back and, after thinking that I was well and completely, the pain completely gone. And recently I started, going back to the spicy foods. Well,
yeah, testing my knowledge.
After that, I said, I'll go back and I'll just spicy foods now because everything's gone. Just in the last few weeks, I started getting little pain tremors back there, and I just went back to for a third treatment last week. And alleviated the pain and eliminated the pain.
Mm-hmm. This is what I said earlier. Chronic pain are very easy to treat. The article we talk about, the police officer, he would not need to kill himself. So spread the word, and even though you're skeptical, my treatment is harmless. Okay, mm-hmm. You could save some life. So the media, the medical profession, wake up and know, be ethical. No, we are talking mm-hmm. about human life. And the medical profession should learn this. Eventually you have to do it.
It definitely have to listen to follow the treatment plan, which I didn't. But his treatment, I was totally a skeptic going in there. In fact, Dr. Tong realized that when the first visit, I was just asking him these questions. I said, "Well, I had to tell you that I'm skeptical about this because I tried everything else and it."
And I said, "Make no difference to me. I see you anyway."
Yeah, and he goes, "Yeah, just trust me. Trust me. Your pain will be gone."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jerry, thanks so much for calling, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. Listen to previous shows on our website, drtong.com, under the radio show heading and left column. You'll find case histories proving that degenerative ailments can be cured. Yes, folks, cured. The list is endless. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. But if you make an appointment today before 2, you'll receive a free gift. Call us now at 714-556-8664. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on KBright, AM 740. Have a great weekend.